This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I've always been a Duran Duran fan. I was an 80s kid, so I grew up on them.
That's Rob Sheffield reading from his new book, Talking to Girls About Duran Duran, One Young Man's Quest for True Love and a Cooler Haircut. Rob is originally from Milton, and he spent his childhood in a home where the radio was always on. Since he grew up in the 80s, he has a soft spot for artists like David Bowie and Prince, but there's a very special place in his heart for Duran Duran.
I've studied their fashion, learned their wives' names, bought their solo albums. I've always been obsessed with Duran Duran, but even more so, I've been obsessed with how girls talk about them. I'm pretty sure Duran Duran would cease to exist if girls ever stopped talking about them. Except they never do.
Rob Sheffield is now a contributing editor to Rolling Stone magazine, and he joins us on Radio Boston. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Thank you so much, Sasha.
Your book begins with you reflecting on how the 80s band Duran Duran has influenced your life. And your reflections sound kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I think you were actually serious about a lot of that. So tell us about that.
It's not so much a tongue-in-cheek thing as just, you know, I'm sort of humbled by my awe for this music after all this time. It's really funny how a lot of the stuff from that period that people thought of as so trivial and temporary has turned out to be just so lasting in terms of not just individual imaginations, but sort of the cultural imagination as well.
Like what? What did we think was trivial and temporary and suddenly we realize it matters?
A lot of the pop music from them, it was ridiculous on purpose. People dressed extremely colorfully and teased their hair up extremely high and often made music that was just blatantly absurd. And yet that is the stuff that people remember after all these years. It's so strange to me after 25 years that that song by Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Right Round Like a Record Baby, Right Round, Round, Round. Everybody who speaks English knows that song. It's funny to think of the stuff that was taken so seriously in 1985, it's completely forgotten. Yet this song by what seemed like a 7-foot-tall drag queen just doing a disco chant has turned out to be something that really people remember.
Throughout your book, you link some of your life's best and most colorful experiences to music. You basically use 80s songs to walk through your life, to revisit your past. Tell us what this song reminds you of.
Gunter Gleben Glauten Globen.
All right. I got something to say. Yeah. It's better to burn out. Yeah.
That, of course, is Def Leppard. That's Rock of Ages. Where does that put you?
Oh, my goodness. That puts me back in the garbage truck cleaning the Southeast Expressway in the summer of 83. I was working for the DPW on Granite Avenue in Dorchester. All the guys in the truck would sing the Def Leppard songs like it's kind of our sort of psych-up warrior anthem to go out and spear some trash.
You write about this. There's an excerpt in your book about this. Would you read that to us?
Definitely. We cleaned the sides of the expressway between Exit 11 and Exit 20, the southern stretch, all the way to the Central Artery in downtown Boston, down to the Furnace Brook Parkway in Quincy. We covered I-93, the 6-lane highway connecting Boston to the suburbs, down the Neponset River, through Savin Hill, beneath the Boston gas tanks with the rainbow paintings. We cleaned the heck out of that place. We speared all the garbage that piles up along the side of any road. Porno mags, paper bags, Burger King wrappers, crushed drink cups, beer cans, the occasional pair of pants.
And Rob, that was only the beginning of your interesting job experiences in Boston. Here's another piece of music that, based on your book, should trigger another job memory.
Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
All right, Rob, what job does that make you remember?
I was an ice cream man that summer, and it's funny that I used to hear that song all the time, and you would just hear it everywhere. Nobody ever got sick of Prince that summer.
It's time we all reach out with something new. That means you too.
Did you play this song in the truck?
You would hear it everywhere you went. I would always play it because I was driving the truck around in Boston that summer, and it was such a great summer for radio, and I was driving for about 18 to 20 hours a day and listening to the radio that entire time. That's part of how the sort of the geography of Boston became sort of imprinted on my brain with this sort of soundtrack. So even today when I'm driving around in the city, I pass all these places that I associate with a specific song.
It seems in your book that you like going back there. You like remembering the songs and how they bring you back to your teenage years. But Rob, I don't think a lot of people want to go back there. You seem like one of those rare people willing to sort of happily embrace and revisit adolescence.
Well, it's funny because the parts of adolescence that you take with you and the parts that you gladly jettison and leave as far behind as possible, that those change as you get older. And for me, it's funny because those memories are so tied up with music that I spend a lot of time listening to music back then, sort of trying to figure out those mysteries that I thought I would figure out during my adolescence. There are so many things when you're a kid that you think, well, someday I'll be old enough to understand this, and eventually you get to a point where you just figure, no, there's no finish line where I'll understand this.
And isn't it amazing that all those memories and images and sounds like music from that era in our lives just stay so strong?
It is true. It's funny that, you know, when you're learning to be an adult and you're sort of filling in this sort of emotional map, and the way geographical maps and musical maps help you trace your own emotional map.
You know, I shouldn't admit this, but I love this music you're writing about. I love this 80s music. David Bowie and Def Leppard and Prince and Depeche Mode. And I wonder if part of the reason that people who love that music love it is that it was the music of our adolescence. You know, do we identify so strongly with certain songs because of the age at which we heard those songs?
I think part of it is just the songs that you hear when you're growing up and you're forming your ideas about who you are and how you fit into the world. Those songs just become a part of you. And when you're growing up, you're always asking yourself the question, you know, who am I? What kind of person am I? What kind of people are my people? You know, the sort of questions that you ask yourself are so filled with a soundtrack. And for me, that soundtrack is something that always brings those mysteries and those questions alive for me.
Rob Sheffield, thanks for talking to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much.
Rob Sheffield is the author of Talking to Girls About Duran Duran, One Young Man's Quest for True Love and a Cooler Haircut. To read more about Rob Sheffield and his books and to tell us about your childhood soundtrack, visit our website, wbur.org/Boston. Our program is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, and Dan Mozzie. Our interns are Griff McNerney and Jason Breslow. Tim Skog is our technical director. The senior producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. Iris Adler is our executive producer. If you have any comments for us, criticisms, good stuff, bad stuff, send us a note. You can do it in many ways. You can leave a comment on our website, WBUR.org/Boston. You can email us at radioboston@WBUR.org. Twitter or Facebook, we're at Radio Boston. Or call our listener line, 617-353-1137. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for Radio Boston.